WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Hey, what is up, beautiful people? Man, oh man, is it one great and fantastic hump day or what? I mean, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, a little steamy out there, but hey, compared to what we deal with on a seasonal basis during wintertime here in Michigan, you gotta have a big smile on your face. Welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. As always, I am your host, Al Martin. We've got a hot show in store for you all today. I'm excited because a good dear friend of the show, James Moore, former Michigan State fullback great, will be joining me live in the studio. Of course, James is also the founder of Speaking With a Purpose. The SWAP campaign is what he dubs it. SWAP is actually there. They will be hosting their second annual football camp that will be taking place later on this month. James will be in the studio to talk about all of that, as well as Michigan State's unbelievable 2016 recruiting class that has heads turning from here all the way to the West Coast. I mean, it is truly unbelievable. So James will be live in the studio. You don't want to miss that chat. We'll also, of course, talk about the NBA Finals last night. LeBron James was stellar. He has been stellar, really, all playoffs. Fantastic stuff. We'll talk about Andre Drummond being sued. All of that and so much more. But let's start this party like we always do. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners for this June 10th. All right, for the fourth time in six seasons, the DeWitt Panthers girls soccer team fell in the Division II state semifinals, all of which were held at Grand Rapids Christian High School, as they lost two back-to-back state champions, Richland Gull Lake. 1-0 was the final of that one on Tuesday. In baseball, the Lansing Catholic Cougars fell 7-4 to Buchanan in the Division III quarterfinals to finish with a record of 22-12. DeWitt's season also ended with a 10-5 loss to Adrian in a Division II quarterfinal at the University of Michigan's Ray Fisher Stadium. In softball, Airport, ranked honorable mention in Division II coming in, scored the winning run in the eighth inning to end Portland's magical ride, 5-4 the final of that game. And get this, folks, out of all of the local teams that played in state championship tourney competition yesterday, only the Jackson Lumen Christie baseball team came out with a W, beating Monroe in an 11-inning thriller. Wow, unfortunate stuff, folks. But great season. We want to tip our cap to all of those who made it this far, at least in the state tourney. So it's still pretty impressive. Pretty impressive season for all of you guys. All right, Michigan State senior first baseman Ryan Krill was selected by the New York Yankees in the ninth round of the MLB first-year player draft yesterday. Michigan State junior outfielder Cam Gibson was selected in Tuesday's fifth round of the MLB first-year player draft by the Tigers, the same team that drafted, yes, Kirk Gibson 37 years ago. His pops, gotta love that. All right, Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis, who will be inducted into the National Association of Collegiate Marketing Administrators Hall of Fame, that's a mouthful, right, at the association's annual convention scheduled from June 14th to the 17th at the World Center Marriott Resort in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Now, the NACMA Hall of Fame class of 2015 also includes IMG College Chairman and President Ben Sutton. Mark was hired as the Michigan State Athletic Director in January of 2008. Great honor for Mark Hollis, who I call the hardest working man in all of college sports. All right, the opener of a two-game interleague series went the Tigers' way, thanks to a 13-hit attack that featured a double and triple by Rajai Davis, as well as Davis' gravity-defying, homer-stealing leap, trying his best impression of Spider-Man. If you haven't seen that play, please go online after the show, after Current Sports, of course. Annabelle Sanchez earned the win on the strength of 7 2/3 scoreless innings, and John Lester took the loss his third straight. Justin Verlander. That's right, Detroit Tigers fans. You got a reason to smile today. He is returning to the Detroit Tigers rotation after two rehab starts at Triple-A Toledo. The right-hander is lined up to make his regular season debut on Saturday against the Cleveland Indians. Manager Brad Ausmus said this before last night's game against the Cubbies. Oh, boy, that should be a good one just to see JV back, folks. All right, Jim Caldwell, the second-year Detroit Lions head coach, he was actually scheduled to throw out the first pitch at Tuesday night's Tigers and Cubs game. But when the baseball team learned that the Detroit Red Wings had hired Jeff Blashill on Tuesday, they contacted the Lions and asked if they could make a pitching change. Blashill, a Detroit native, threw out the first pitch on Tuesday instead. I'm sure Jim Caldwell's not salty one bit about that. All right, a Detroit auto customizer and detailer has sued Detroit Pistons center Andre Drummond because of a Twitter comment after working on his Mercedes-Benz S550. The lawyer for Bobby Juwama, owner of Dynamic Customs in Detroit, said Tuesday night that Drummond's critical Twitter comment had hurt the business. And last night, pushed by a crowd howling to see Cleveland's 51-year title drought end, LeBron James scored 40 points. His new sidekick, Matthew Dellavedova, added 20 points, and the Cavaliers survived Golden State's furious fourth-quarter comeback led by Steph Curry for a 96-91 win over the Warriors on Tuesday night to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. All right, well, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Phone lines are open. Just call 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Without further ado, folks, I believe it's about that time to start the show.
To Dellavedova, alley-oop to James, and he throws it down. James comes up hobbling a bit after the play. Dellavedova, and one! Count it, and a foul as Matthew Dellavedova knocked down, banks it in.
One thing I'm going to count on Deli is always is how hard he's going to play. He's going to give everything he got, his body. He's going to throw his body all over the place, and he's going to compete at a high level for how many minutes he's out on the floor. Tonight it was 38 and a half minutes, and for 30 and a half minutes he gave everything he got, and it was great to have someone like that out on the floor that's willing to sacrifice everything for the better of the team.
And that is how we start the show. Welcome to another fantastic edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I'm Al Martin, your host, always have been. And man, oh man, was it a game or what last night? For a second, I did get a bit nervous when Cleveland was able to corral a 20-point lead in the second half of last night's Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And I tell you what, I've never seen the Warriors play this bad all year. And you guys know, I'm an NBA junkie. I have league pass. I watch just about every game I can throughout the regular season, going into the playoffs, of course. And I tell you what, the Warriors, clearly the NBA's best team this season. But not one point throughout the regular season or throughout the entire playoffs, for that matter, up until the finals, have I seen their demeanor so shot the way it was last night. Cleveland right now, they have Golden State's number, and it is glaring. Like, it's in your face, ladies and gents. And, man, you know, you just got to ask yourself, how in the world is head coach Steve Kerr going to get his troops back on track? Because they look defeated right now. I got to say that. But going back to that montage, of course, you heard two just redonkulous plays made by Matthew Dellavedova, who is unbelievable. I always say, every team out there in the NBA, or just a team in general, no matter what level of sports it may be, needs a Matthew Dellavedova, a guy who is going to give it all he has, a guy who is going to give up his body and sacrifice for whatever needs the team needs at the end of the day. And if you look at it, again, he had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He was unbelievable. There were multiple times where on loose ball plays, those 50-50 ball type of plays, Matthew Dellavedova gave up his body, dove on the court, did not have one care in the world. At the end of the day, Matthew Dellavedova wanted to win, folks. And I always said, I mean, you need that type of a player to give you that emotional edge if you want to be a champion. Actually, I found this story very intriguing. I don't know if you guys saw this, but after the dust had settled in that Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors game, Cavaliers guard Matthew Dellavedova was actually, he had to go to the hospital. He was rushed to the hospital, actually. The Cleveland Clinic was where he was actually instated at. And he had been treated for dehydration following Game 3. Dellavedova was, quote, physically exhausted and dehydrated after logging 39 minutes of that game. It's being said that he experienced severe cramping. This is a statement from the Cavaliers. They said that he required an IV, walked under his own power to the parking garage at Quicken Loans Arena, where he was placed then on a stretcher and taken by an ambulance to the Cleveland Clinic, where he was admitted. Wow. That's called giving it all you have. I wish every player was like that in the NBA. I tell you, man, or just in sports in general. It's unbelievable. And prior to this moment, I kind of had a flashback moment watching last night's game, because if you remember, during the early parts of the playoffs, I actually think it was actually the series before this one, before the Cavaliers booked that ticket to the NBA Finals, where, you know, there was different talks about, you know, when the Cavaliers played the Bulls, about Matthew Dellavedova being a dirty player. Of course, he had a few incidents where, you know, he was on the ground and you know, he was said to try and, well, actually, again, this is actually against the Atlanta Hawks. So if you remember Grand Ledge native Al Horford, where Matthew, he dove on the floor. And that's what he does. I mean, just about every game, you can guarantee that Matthew Dellavedova is going to dive on the floor at least once throughout an entire 48-minute NBA basketball game, folks. He plays hard. He plays hard. And, you know, there was a moment, of course, where Dellavedova dives on the ground for a loose ball against Atlanta, and he runs right into the knee of Al Horford, right into his knee. And if you remember, a few games prior to that, Kyle Korver, it is almost the exact same play. Matthew Dellavedova dives on the floor for a loose ball, and he hyperextends, runs right into the knee of Kyle Korver, and Kyle Korver hyperextends his knee. He's out for the series. So in a similar play, similar fashion, he dives on the floor right at Al Horford, you know, and you could almost see Al's knee want to buckle, but he pulled it out just in time. Thank goodness. Al Horford did not like it, and he comes down and tries to deliver the people's elbow right in the face of Matthew Dellavedova, which I can get because, again, you know, he's had, you know, 3 incidences throughout the playoffs where it's like, I don't know about that one, man. It looked kind of dirty. But at the end of the day, I always say, I love those gritty type of players. I'm not saying that Dellavedova tried to do that on purpose, even though you can bring that to question, seeing as though it has happened 3 times throughout the NBA playoffs. But I like the edge, the emotional edge that he gives his Cleveland Cavalier team. You know, it kind of reminds me of the days of Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer was notoriously known when he was playing for the Detroit Pistons of being a quote-unquote dirty player. You know, and at the end of the day, I mean, watching that Bad Boys documentary that ESPN 30 for 30 produced not too long ago, watching Bill Laimbeer talk about, you know, different ways in which he would try to get in the head of the opponent, talking trash, pushing, you know, his opponent when the referees weren't looking. I mean, Bill Laimbeer admits, yeah, he did some things that, yeah, you're not supposed to be doing throughout an NBA game. But it's players like, you know, Bill Laimbeer, and even Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was the same way, and that's who Matthew Dellavedova, his antics and the way he plays, that's the name that you hear left and right when comparing how Matthew Dellavedova plays. I mean, you hear Dennis Rodman's name pop up left and right when talking about Delly. And, you know, those type of guys, though, those type of players, You know, even Ron Artest, he was the type of guy for the Indiana Pacers for a long, long time. Those guys give you an emotional edge and can really intimidate an opponent depending on how brash and how out there those players' antics are. But what you saw last night, Matthew Dellavedova, there were no dirty plays from Matthew Dellavedova last night, folks. He was just a hustler. Point blank, period. Again, if there was a loose ball, he was on the floor trying to get it. If shutting down, yeah, I'm saying shutting down. He has been shutting down so far and doing a heck of a job at it. Shutting down the NBA's MVP in Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry was like, where's Waldo throughout the first three quarters of last night's game and through much of this series, to be honest with you. Steph Curry has not had a great series. Really, the only moment where you said, okay, Steph Curry's playing pretty good right now was last night's fourth quarter in which you scored 17 points. But other than that, I mean, Matthew Dellavedova has been right in the grill, right in the shorts of Steph Curry, and it's bothering him, point blank, period. So I love him. I'm slowly becoming a fan of Matthew Dellavedova and what he brings to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, man, I tell you what. LeBron James in this squad, I tell you what. And LeBron basically is playing out there. He is the only superstar, the only star, for that matter, in a Cleveland Cavaliers jersey right now. You look on the other side and you see, you know, in for the Warriors, Klay Thompson, you know, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andrew Bogut, David Lee, who gave Golden State some great minutes last night. But what is LeBron playing with right now? I mean, let's be honest here. Matthew Dellavedova was the second best player on the court for Cleveland last night. That's saying a lot. And what LeBron James is doing, again, it is something we have never seen from any other great NBA Hall of Famer out there. Michael hasn't done this. Michael had plenty of help when he was with the Bulls. Magic, of course, I mean, my goodness. I mean, you talk about Magic and Michael's teams that they played with when they were building their respective dynasties. Even Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell. I mean, those individuals had other pieces that helped them out tremendously in padding their remarkable resumes when their careers were said and done. When it came to winning NBA championships. Right now, LeBron James is virtually doing it alone. I mean, my goodness. I mean, folks, throughout the first three games of the playoffs, he has been off the charts. He has actually scored the most points through the first three games of the NBA Finals out of anyone in NBA history. 48-12 last night. 40 points, 8 assists, 12 rebounds. Absolutely unbelievable. So who can you blame? How is Golden State dug themselves a 2-1 hole that they now have to climb out of, and they're still playing in Cleveland? They got another game in Cleveland before they return to Golden State. How do they dig themselves out of this, and what has led to this? For me, it all starts with one man. Yeah, I'm going back to him, Steph Curry. And it amazed me because I also had this thought yesterday before the start of Game 3. Just imagine how the media, how different media outlets out there, how hard they would have been coming down on LeBron James if he was the MVP this year. You know, or LeBron James, period, even if he wasn't named the MVP this year. Just imagine how different the dialogue would be if LeBron James was having the type of series that league MVP Steph Curry is having right now. I mean, they would want to put him, you know, they would have the pitchforks out right now. I mean, just condemning him from the game of basketball. How can you be that great? How can you be that strong and that talented? How can you be the league's MVP or the league's best player and you show up like this in the finals? Now, remember, LeBron has had a series like that when Cleveland went against, of course, the Dallas Mavericks back in the day. And he was bashed, and deservingly so for it. But I have yet to really hear any dialogue centered on Steph Curry on why he has played this bad. I've really heard no one criticize him. And I do believe that he deserves a lot of the blame. Anytime the NBA's most valuable player does not show up on the league's biggest stage, that player deserves a lot of criticism. Steph Curry has to be better. 10 points entering the fourth quarter? 10 points entering the fourth quarter in the NBA Finals when the series is tied and you're playing on the road? That's inexcusable. I don't care how many ways you cut this. That is inexcusable. Now, he didn't wake up. Again, you know, really the only light, you know, that has shined on Steph Curry's game throughout this NBA Finals so far has been the fourth quarter, which he went crazy last night. 17 points, and we started to see the Steph Curry of old. And that's what happens to shooters. Because, you know, I think that Steph, I love him. He's a fantastic player. But he's got to get better at other components of his game. If that shot isn't falling, Steph, drive the ball. He's not bad at it. You know, he's one of the best ball handlers in the NBA. Put the basketball on the floor, take it to the bucket, and see if you can get fouled or convert on a few points here and there. I don't know why Steph continued to take bad shots. Shots that he normally hits. You know, if you look at Steph Curry and the way he plays throughout an entire NBA game, folks, many of the shots that Steph Curry takes are bad shots. Let's be honest here. For the average Joe Schmo, the shots that Steph Curry throws up with hands in his face, coming off screens, another hand in his face, those are bad shots, but shots that Steph Curry usually hits. So it's hard to really bash on him for a shot selection. But again, if you're in game three and you're still throwing up crap and it's not falling, I think you may need to go to a plan B. Steph has to be better, folks. Point blank, period. I'm not letting him off the hook like many people out there. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the baby face, you know. maybe it's, you know that he's not he's an undersized guard out there that maybe a lot of people are giving him an excuse. But you are the league's MVP. You got to show up. You got to show up, man. A player who I don't think is being talked about enough, who I think if you look at Golden State's roster, who has been the most consistent player, Andre Iguodala. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists in last night's game. If you want to go back to the early parts of the series, he had 15 points in game one, was really the catalyst to really rally Golden State to their lone win of the series. He was fantastic. Andre Iguodala has been a spark plug off the bench for Golden State, and I think he does deserve a lot of credit. You got to give a lot of credit to the Cleveland Cavaliers defense, though. Again, they have been right in the grill of Golden State on the shots that they've taken. They forced them to take bad shots. They forced Golden State to have a lot of just lack of movement offensively. Got to give a lot of credit to them. And probably the biggest guy I think you got to give the most credit to that definitely doesn't get a lot of credit on how well the Cleveland Cavaliers have played pretty much throughout the entire playoffs is head coach David Blatt. It's tough. It's tough. If you are David Blatt and you're coaching the best player on the planet in LeBron James, a lot of people are going to say, okay, yeah, you're coaching LeBron James, though. There's not much coaching you have to do. But David Blatt has made adjustments here and there throughout the playoffs that have really helped Cleveland stay afloat and in contention. And it's one of the reasons why they have a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. More so defensively. I think, you know, first off, you know, if you want to go back to the early part of the season, David Blatt did a great job of putting certain players, you know, on the bench before they came in, you know. And I just think that, you know, David Blatt, he's a mastermind defensively. He's done a great job at rallying his troops and making sure defensively they are competing. So I think he deserves some credit, too. But, man, is it fun to watch LeBron James or what? 40 points, 8 assists, 12 rebounds. He's attacking the jumper. He's attacking the basket, and this fadeaway jumper that he has that he's developed has been truly remarkable. The back down fadeaway where he really just fades out of the screen. You know, he comes off of it so hard. He's added that to his game. He got J.R. Smith the ball, you know, got him involved early. I thought that was another key component to the game. This is his back to back, his second game in which he has scored in double digits. He had 10 points last night. So how does Golden State get back in this game again? I think it starts with Steph. They got to start hitting the three-point shot. Again, they were 12 of 34 last night. They shot 34 threes. That's not out of the ordinary for Golden State. But, folks, they usually hit more than 12. It's just been poor shooting throughout this series for this team. And I think you got to get the ball out of LeBron James' hands. Because right now, whenever LeBron has the basketball, I'm seeing a lot of one-on-one matchups, a lot of one-on-one backdowns, and LeBron is just using his size to take advantage of anyone who is guarding him. I think you got to double-team LeBron, even though he is so good at playing. You know, if he's double-teamed, he's so good at seeing the court, seeing who's open, feeding it into the right hands to score, to have a pretty good look at the basket. But make somebody else beat you. I can live with somebody else beating you. I can't live with LeBron James just taking the ball and doing whatever he wants to do. And make him shoot. We know with those double teams, LeBron, you know, I think he's, you know, if he is the best player on the planet, he can shoot the ball very well. But I'd take a LeBron James jump shot over a LeBron James drive down the lane any day of the week. So I want to know what you think, folks. Do you think that Golden State is done? What do they need to do to climb themselves out of the hole? I originally had chosen Cleveland to win this series in 7 games. I sort of reneged on that on Monday when, of course, the news broke that Kyrie Irving would be out for the rest of the series due to that broken kneecap, which he suffered in game one of the NBA Finals. So I kind of flip-flopped and said, all right, I think Golden State will win in 6 now. But, man, it's hard to go against the best in the game. Phone lines are open, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. And, folks, did you see this story? You know, I don't know if you're just tuning in or not, for those that are just tuning in, but the Pistons center, Detroit Pistons center, Andre Drummond. Get this, folks. Comical. Here's a comical story for you to chew on as we hit our first break. Detroit auto customizer and detailer has sued Detroit Pistons center Andre Drummond because of a Twitter comment after working on his Mercedes-Benz S550. Now, the lawyer for Bobby Jarama, who is the owner of Dynamic Customs in Detroit, said on Tuesday night that Drummond's critical Twitter comment had hurt the business. He goes on to say, quote, he started bad-mouthing my client on Twitter, saying my client almost killed him and he was in a dangerous situation with his car, and none of it was true. That's coming from lawyer Alex Benson. He goes on to say, the problem is Drummond has a million followers on his Twitter page. So the dispute started when Drummond actually took his car to Dynamic Customs for customization. At first, he was pleased with the work that had been done. He tweeted out big thanks for doing a great job on my car. He actually even had an Instagram post of the car, which is a really, really nice car. It's a Mercedes-Benz, for goodness sake, right? But things apparently turned on a second visit when a dispute arose over a custom job on the car's seats. The seats had to be removed. Andre didn't. He was just not pleased with the work that was done on the seats. And then bad-mouthed Dynamic Customs, saying and tweeting in early May, quote, if you are from Michigan, never, ever go to at Dynamic Customs to get your car worked on. They have done things to my car that could have cost me my life. Wow. Chew on that, folks. So now, yeah, we live in America, so Dynamic Customs is now suing Andre Drummond. I tell you what, man. I mean, when is the line drawn when it comes to freedom of speech in this country? Can't even tweet anything anymore, can you? Oh, boy. All right, folks. Well, let's hit our first break. We still got a lot more to chat about. Again, we're taking your calls all the way up until 2 p.m. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. When we come back, we will have in studio James Moore, former Michigan State University fullback and founder of the Speaking with a Purpose campaign. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870.
Hi, I'm Marvin Olney. On the next To the Point, H-1B visas are designed to fill high-skilled jobs with immigrants when qualified Americans can't be found. But while Google, Facebook, and Microsoft demand more guest workers, tech employees in mid-career are being laid off after being required to train younger, lower-paid foreigners. Is that an abuse of the H-1B visa program? Next time on To the Point from Public Radio International.
To the Point, today at 2 on AM 870 WKAR. for keeping on top of the news.
You're listening to the BBC World Service.
I'm Robin Lustig.
I'm Julian Marshall.
This is Owen Bennett-Jones
with NewsHour.
For finding out what's happened.
They're out on the stage, the protest leaders, still trying to rally their supporters.
And for knowing why it's happened.
They've often then turned to the Taliban as another way of earning a living.
Stay in touch with the world with NewsHour from the BBC.
This afternoon at 4 on AM 870 WKAR.
Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm Al Martin, always have been. And I tell you what, folks, I am excited about the man who has just walked through our doors here at our WKAR studios. He is certainly a friend, a dear friend of the show. He has been on Current Sports TV. He's been on Current Sports Radio multiple times. He is James Moore, former Michigan State University fullback great and also founder of the Speaking with a Purpose campaign, otherwise known as SWAP. My man, 100 grand, James Moore, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic, man. Just it's great to be here. Great to see your smiling face. And you just, you know, give me that adrenaline when I come in here. You're always so full of it. I'm like, yeah, that's what I feed off
of. Well, you know what? Back in Detroit, man, they used to call me a walking Red Bull, James. I'm actually really, really tired right now. I mean, I was up late last night working and doing some things for the show and preparing for the TV taping. So I'm running off fumes right now. I got my coffee right there. But hey, when you're doing what you love, you're always excited, right?
And that's what it's all about right there. That's what SWAP is about, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you can be going through anything and everything in life. But guess what? We got to swap it out.
Swap out that negative energy, baby.
And bring that positive, because that's what it's all about. And that's all you give off.
You know it.
When I hear you.
You know it. Thanks a lot, James. Well, James, First off, before we dive into the remarkable Speaking with a Purpose campaign, I mean, you guys have a tremendous football camp coming up and so on and so forth. And also, you're doing some outstanding work with Rob Zimmerman and company at the DeWitt football team. First, I want to talk about what has really, you know, turned a lot of heads concerning the Michigan State University football program. Right now, I mean, their latest recruits over the weekend, I mean, they grabbed two of the top defensive ends in the entire nation. One of them was, of course, Austin Robertson, who we'll talk about more on the TV show later on in the week. But Michigan State right now, if you want to go to Rivals.com, they are ranked for the year 2016 as a top five recruiting class. And that's talking to everybody nationally. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable stuff. I mean, how tremendous is it when looking at what Mark D'Antonio and his staff has done?
That is just what Mark does. When he came here, that was his gold, okay? Mm-hmm. And he brought that hard nose, that preparing men to be men, and he's drawn it in by winning. And that's what these guys are seeing.
You know what? I've always gone on the record here. Many people who listen to the show, I've always said this, and many people disagree. Many people have different opinions about it. But I've always gone on the record to say that, James, I hate recruiting. I hate recruiting. And the reason why I hate it is because we've seen so many times in the world of recruiting, kids who are these highly touted recruits, they get all this attention. You know, they make a verbal commit, boom, you know, print the story. Then later on down the line, a few weeks or a few months later, they change their minds. You never know what's going through the head of a young 17, 18-year-old. You just never know sometimes. And sometimes we've seen these top recruits not pan out at the college level. We've seen some that have, though. So there's two sides to this argument. For you, do you think that recruiting has been made too big of a deal over the years, or do you think it's justified?
It's justified to a certain extent, but it has been made too big, especially nowadays. Back when I got recruited, you know, we didn't have the social media. We didn't have all of that. So it was different back then, okay? Right. Yeah, we got recruited. Yeah, we got put on that pedestal. And, you know, the difference is, and a lot of people don't know this, you get put on that pedestal, and when you sign on that dotted line and you report to camp, you better bring it.
Right.
Okay? Because you there now don't mean anything gonna be given to you. In high school, you were great. in college, everybody's great.
So you think a lot, because I see that dynamic to it as well. I mean, you see these kids who are in high school and they get all of this praise. I mean, they are the big man on campus. They go to school. Everyone wants to talk to them, be their friends. They're popular.
Yep.
And then they go into a world where, like you just said, everyone's good.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids, their heads get so blown up sometimes. I mean, how do you temper that as a coach, as a program?
You know what, though? That's what Coach D'Antonio, Coach Barnett, that's what these coaches do when they go into that household, okay? Because it's different now. I mean, when Nick Saban came into my house, okay, I was like, wow, okay? But I knew that I had to show up because once you get to camp, you're just another piece of meat.
Exactly.
And you better bring it. And the thing about it is, it's so tough now. And I would hate to be a kid now coming out of high school, going through that recruiting situation because – nowadays, you got to watch what you put on your Facebook page, what you do on your Twitter page. You got to watch pictures you post because coaches, when they're recruiting you, they see you and they're looking at your character. Mm-hmm. They're looking at your character by what you posted and what you know. So it's tough. You got to have that good support system to let you know this is what you need to do if you want to get there and be successful.
Do you think that parents get too much involved? I mean, we saw the situation with Malik McDowell where his mom did not want him to come to Michigan State due to reasons that have still not come out really about it. There's a lot of rumors concerned about the situation, but his dad was gung-ho about it. Hey, I'm just happy you're getting your education at somewhere. You know what I mean? But his mom was like, no, I don't want you going there. But if the kid truly wants to go there, shouldn't you let him go? Do you think parents get too involved with that process?
You know what? That starts right now. And I can, you know, I got a story on that. I mean, not a story, but that starts now with the Little League football. Parents are too involved. Parents trying to live their life through their kid. You know what I'm saying? It starts at the little age. So, of course, when a young man is being recruited, parents want to get involved. Parents, you know, sometimes need to sit back, let the young man make his decision, young man, young woman, make their decision and live with it. Mm-hmm. But, hey, it is what it is. What can we say or do? Because they are the parent.
Now, James, when you were being recruited back in 1987, right?
85.
During that time? 85 through that time. Yeah. I mean, what was it like? What was the environment like around you, your friends and your family? What was that like for you?
You know, I had a great, great support system. My mother, my father, you know, my brothers. I hung out with a nice group of people. It was a really, really, it wasn't like a bandwagon, people jumping on board. You know, just because I was James Moore and being recruited by everybody in the country, it wasn't even like that. It was real laid back. It was fun.
Right.
Because, like I said, I made a list of 12 schools.
Right.
If you weren't on the list, I didn't talk to you. But, you know, it was a great experience. It humbled me as a young man because I stayed home and played in front of my family. So I really had to walk that line because I wasn't trying to get caught up in nothing. Because my name would be the first one on the news.
Right.
And so, but the recruiting was phenomenal. It was fun. But like I said, I wouldn't want to go through it now because it's so much pressure on young men that are taking that next step in life.
Right.
That is going to affect them for life.
So true. Again, folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKRS Current Sports, we're talking with former Michigan State fullback, great, and founder of Swap, James Moore. James, Nick Saban walks into your living room. What's going through your head?
Wow. I mean, and at that time, Nick, you know, he hadn't blew up like he is now.
Right.
Okay, but he walked in there, him and his wife, Terry. I mean, it's just beautiful people, you know. Nick still has a special spot in my heart, and he's doing well. Very, very proud of him and happy for him. But it was a life-changing experience, especially now You know, I show pictures to some of my kids at school of me and Nick, you know, my freshman year. I took a picture with my arm around Nick, and he had the high, you know, the pants, you know, back in 85, the pants.
Right, flooding,
you
know, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't even flying.
Oh, he wasn't flying?
No,
oh, okay.
He wasn't flying. No,
he was still flying in, okay.
He was flying, but yeah, but you know how that is, the polyester pants.
Right, okay? Right.
But, you know, I show pictures, and they're like, that's Nick Saban. I'm like, yeah, it was me and Nick back in the day. So it was a great experience, and just so humble, right? I like to humble myself right now and just say, you know, I was blessed to be able to do it, and that's why I'm trying to do what I do with SWAP.
Without a doubt. Now, James, before we get to SWAP here, one final question. I want to get your thoughts. I mean, you, of course, playing for the Michigan State football team back in the day. I tell you what, the guys down in Ann Arbor have been getting a lot of attention. Of course, Jim Harbaugh, former NFL coach for the San Francisco 49ers, has been doing a tremendous job and already trying to grow the Michigan football brand. I mean, he's been getting a lot of flack for the satellite cam situation in which the SEC is really, talk about Nick Saban, they're really sort of rubbed the wrong way, because in the SEC, you can't go out of the state to another football camp to recruit. In the Big Ten, there are no rules and regulations that structure
baby.
That. No limits, right? No limits at all. So, I mean, Jim Harbaugh's everywhere. He's at different satellite camps everywhere trying to recruit the best talent for the Michigan football program. The other day, I'm sitting here, I come through and I go to my mailbox and I see that he's on the cover, his face is on the cover of the most popular sporting magazine out there in Sports Illustrated, and he's yet to coach a college football game at the Big House. Do you think the attention is a bit unwarranted? What are your thoughts?
You know what? I really haven't been caught up in a lot of that stuff that's going on over there, you know, in Ann Arbor. But
right. But
you know what, though? Him being a former Wolverine, you know, playing for them, from a product from that area, you know, I mean, and he's done some things at the professional level.
Right.
It is what it is. Okay? I mean, you can say it's being blown out, or you can say it's not.
Right. It's a catch-22, either way.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, come, you know, when it's time to put them guys to put them helmets on, to put them pads on and get out on that field. Because it's going to be it's not going to change overnight.
Right.
It's a process.
Right.
And this is going to be his first season. So it's going to be a process. And, you know, everything that he's doing in the media and going out recruiting, hey, it's business. It's business. Okay?
Yep.
And the Big Ten, like you said, we can go to any camp
right.
and recruit. Hey, we go to SEC too. It's time for us to start going there anyway.
Exactly.
And get some of those athletes to come to the Big Ten.
Yeah, he's not breaking any rules.
He's not breaking any rules.
I saw nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong at all.
And we saw, I don't know if you saw the disturbing image of Jim Harbaugh actually with his shirt off. Did you get a chance to see that?
I didn't get a chance to see
that. He had his shirt off. He's playing, you know, pickup football with some of the, at one camp out of the state. It was great stuff. I love his personality. I love it.
But see, that's what you have to have, okay?
Right.
I mean, his personality is different than D'Antonio's, okay?
Right.
It's different. But you know what, though? My personality is different. When I coach, it's different, okay? I'm all over the place.
Right.
But, you know, you take the good with the bad and you keep on going and you accept him. He's got the job and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Now, let's talk about the SWAP campaign. Let's get to it. Speaking with a purpose, I get excited every time, you know, I talk to you about this, James, because you are doing some amazing things right here in the Lansing community. Speaking with a purpose has really been growing, you know, month by month, year by year. Talk about this organization and why it's so dear to your heart.
Well, I mean, it reminds me of, and I'll mention Dr. Tucker's basketball camp, okay? When I was growing up, that was the big camp that we wanted to go to. You know, everybody wanted to go to Dr. Tucker's. Magic's going to be there. Mark Aguirre going to be there. You know, Isaiah came a couple times.
Wow.
Okay, these are things that happened back then.
Yeah.
And with my camp, with SWAP Impact, we want to change the culture. Let these kids know that there is more to it than just sports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're just one play away from ending your career at any sport. So what SWAP does is we take it to another level. You know, we work on your speed agility drills. We do some fundamental drills. But then again, I go out and I bring in firefighters. I bring in the police officers. I bring in a couple attorneys. I bring in some prominent business people in the area to speak into these kids' life. Plus, I bring in former Michigan State athletes, Big Ten athletes. Jody Clemens is going to be there. He played in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I bring in these athletes and the NFL athletes, you know, former NFL athletes. I got Tico Ducats that's maybe coming in. TJ Ducats maybe coming in. Bobby Wilson mm-hmm. is going to come in and speak. And I'm working on some other NFL, former NFL athletes to come in and speak into these kids' life because to show them football and sports, it's not just for football players too. Now, I want to say that. This is for athletes because basketball, football, soccer, whatever you're doing, you can come and come to my camp and work on your speed, agility, and your fundamental drills and stuff because you're getting ready for whatever season you're going to go into.
Right.
But I bring these people into them to let them know that football, basketball, whatever sport you're doing, the basic skills that you're learning there is preparing you for life. The structure, the order, the discipline, because you're not going to play football forever. You're not going to play basketball forever. A percentage of them are not going to even go to college and play. But what it does is it builds that camaraderie. It builds that work ethic, the morals and values as a team. So I bring these athletes in, the business world in, to speak into their life so they are preparing themselves. They're using this football and their sports to prepare themselves for life because that's what it's about. At the time when I was going through, they weren't speaking. People weren't talking to me like this. I had guys in my ear, you know, Charlie Johnson, Mike Jones, different guys that
mentors,
Rick right. Lowry, that mentored me. I mean, I would go work out after I'd done two-a-days. After I got done with 2-a-days, I would go to Mike Jones's house and train for another hour and a half. But that's what separated me from everybody else. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they was going home, taking naps, laying down, getting rest, sleeping. I was working another hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But what that does is it prepares you for life because you have to have that foundation solid. And that's what I'm trying to convey to these kids with my SWAP youth. Football mini camp.
James, is there a testimony or a story you could share from a kid, a young individual who seemed lost in life that before you and the SWAP campaign came in, he was going down a road, he or she, who knows who it may be, was going down a road that led to the wrong place. Do you have a story you could share?
You know, I can talk about some people or some guys, some stories. But I'll share this one story, and I'll give a shout-out to Kia of Lansing, which is one of my corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
And I just picked him up. I have a young man there that works in a car lot. You know, he worked in a car lot, and I was over there. And Lorenzo and I was there. We were speaking with Jack Ebling. We did a little show over there. Mm-hmm. And this young man walked up to me. And, man, I got chills jumping out of my arms because his name – no, I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, you don't have to say his name.
But
yeah.
he made my day. It was phenomenal. Because when I was a security guard at Everett High School, you know, I was hard. I treated kids like I treated my kids.
Right.
You know, get your butt to class. You know, snatch them up, do what I got to do out of love because that's what helped me be successful. This young man walked up to me. And he looked at me and Lorenzo and the owner, Skip, was there. And he walked up to me and he said, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moore. And I'm like, Mr. Moore, who is this kid, you know? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and I'm like, dang, I recognize his face. And he said, you probably don't remember me, but I was one of them little knuckleheads that was on the wrong path. You know, you used to have to snatch me up in the hallways at Everett High School and make me go to class. And, you know, I didn't like you back then. And I'm like, wow. And he's like, you know what, though? But I want to thank you because I respect you now. And I really appreciate what you did for me because you made a difference in my life. And you allowed me to make some changes because he was getting in fights. He was skipping class. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, doing, you know, heading down that wrong path. And that's one thing that I do and I say it. You don't have to hear me now. You're going to hear me. Just, you may not receive it now. It may be a month down the road. It may be a year down the road. It may be 5 years. But hear what I'm saying. And if you come back and say, bam, I remember when Mr. Moore said that to me, I've impacted your life.
Right.
And when he came up and said that to me, as a matter of fact, I was sitting talking to him today. And me and him just sat and kicked it. And, you know, he's married now with two sons and a daughter,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, beautiful family, you know, doing well at Key of Lansing. And it's like, wow, you know, I had impacted that kid's life. And this was before SWAP was even thought about. This is back in 92.
Right, exactly.
And he's 38 years old now.
That's fantastic wow. stuff.
Yeah,
fantastic stuff.
It was.
And it's why you and others like you who have those same endeavors, you know, giving back to community, that's why you guys do it right there. James, for anyone out there listening that wants to get their little one involved with the camp, first off, tell them when it is and how can they do that?
The camp, second annual SWAP Youth Mini Camp will be held at Sexton High School July 25th and 26th. Both days will be from 9 till noon. Okay, if you're interested in, you know, bringing your kid out, you can bring your kid out and you can register there. You can email me, SpartanJMoore@gmail.com, and we can connect. I'm leaving flyers and registration forms all over. A couple shout outs to Moneyball, which I just picked up as one of my corporate sponsors.
Jess Ferguson.
Another shout out to Courtesy Ford. Mr. B over there is one of my corporate sponsors. And, you know, of course, WKAR, you know, yourself and Miss Nay.
Yes, Melissa.
Melissa doing a phenomenal job. And I just, you know, because this is This is what I'm talking about doing. I need, and I'm looking for more sponsors. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for more people that want to be involved, donate to the organization to help sponsor some kids, to help us get the T-shirts or whatever we need to do. We're just trying to impact these kids' life. It's not about James Moore. It's not about James Moore at all. You know?
Gotta love that, James.
It's just about the community, man. I got some East Lansing kids coming.
Yeah.
When I spoke out there, I got some DeWitt kids coming. I got Hope kids. Whatever. I'm just trying to, we all one big happy family. Just trying to make a difference.
And we'll make sure, James, we pub it on our Facebook .com/currentsportspage. I'll tweet it out later on with the information on how kids can get signed up, as well as the dates. Before I get you out of here, James, I got to bring up, of course, you're rocking the shirt right now. I think last year was your first year with the DeWitt football program, right? Under the tutelage, of course, Rob Zimmerman. And you now have a pretty cool position permanently with them, full-time, as the running backs coach. How about that? How was your first year with Rob and DeWitt?
Oh, my goodness. It was phenomenal. Being mentored, watching a program that he built from the ground up, taking these fourth, fifth graders, teaching them the same stuff that the varsity kids are running in a feeder system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I got a great mentor. You know, I'm watching, I'm learning, and I was just honored and blessed when I got the phone call. We lost a couple coaches. One got a different new job, and so he wasn't going to be able to coach, and the other one, another baby. So going to be, you know, have to stay home with his dad, with baby.
And that's understandable.
That's totally understandable. mom's working, so mom's doing some other things. And
yeah,
they both coach, so he had to step back and man up. And so got phone call, and Mr. Coach Zimmerman was like, hey, James, you know, I want you to take over the running backs. And, you know, a little more responsibility. And I'm like, hey, let's do it. That's why I'm here. I want to move up and learn and just be like a sponge. Just absorb.
Wow.
Have stuff. Some stuff fall off.
Yeah.
But everything else is going to absorb.
James, you are a jack of all trades. I like to W you as that, my man. Again, you know, DeWitt football running backs coach now, founder of SWAP, former Michigan State fullback great. James, it is always a pleasure having you right here inside of our WKR radio studios. Thanks a lot for joining me today, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to see you too, Al.
Gotta love James Moore. He's fantastic, folks. All right, let's hit our second break. When we come back, we will put a bow on Wednesday's current sports by talking about two Spartans who have made their Major League Baseball dreams come true. Also, JV, that's right, Justin Verlander is set to make his debut with the Detroit Tigers this weekend. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870.
Wherever a story develops, the Newsday team will be there.
Newsday's Shaima Khalil in the Egyptian capital.
Thousands of Mohamed Morsi supporters are still gathering here, really waking up to the dramatic events of yesterday.
I'm in the center of an absolutely extraordinary security operation.
Follow the story wherever it leads with Newsday from the BBC.
The BBC on AM 870 WKAR.
Morning Edition is everywhere.
Lourdes Garcia,
Alice Ari
Shapiro,
NPR News,
Monrovia,
Sao Paulo,
Beirut,
London. Reporting from bunkers, streets, alleys, jungles, and deserts. But most importantly, we're wherever you are. Start your day with a trip around the world and wake up with Morning Edition from NPR News.
The morning's news between 5 and 9 on 90.5 WKAR.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, boy. Was that not a great interview or what? I mean, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. James Moore, one of my favorite guests that we've ever had here on WKAR's Current Sports, founder of the Speaking with a Purpose campaign. Again, folks, we will put the information on how you can get your little one involved with the second annual Swap Camp. I'll tweet it out later on after the show. We'll also put it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. But James Moore always doing a fantastic job in and away from the community. Gotta love that, folks. Well, we have just 4 minutes left. I want to remind you all, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. I'm sitting here actually looking pretty fly in my shirt. No tie today. I'm doing the unbuttoned dress shirt Justin Timberlake look, okay? I'm all dressed up, suited and booted, because today, that's right, this week, Current Sports TV returns to your television. We took 2 weeks off, but we are back at it. I'll be sitting down and chatting with the head coach of the Lansing Community College men's basketball team. That's right, Mike Ingram, ladies and gents. It's going to be a great sit-down. He'll be joining me today at 3 p.m. if you want to come on over and be a part of that live studio audience. There is still time to do so. Just simply go to WKAR.org and sit back, relax, and enjoy, okay? Should be a fun time today. Well, I tell you what, I got to give a big shout-out to two Michigan State baseball players. If you haven't heard, Michigan State senior first baseman Ryan Krill was selected by the New York Yankees in the 9th round of the MLB first-year player draft, and Michigan State junior outfielder Cam Gibson. That's right, he's leaving early, folks. At least he's suspected to leave early. He was selected in Tuesday's 5th round of the MLB first-year player draft by the Detroit Tigers. How about that? That is the same team that famed baseball player Kirk Gibson was drafted to 37 years ago. Wow, talk about coming full circle, right? Man, that's gotta take you back. If I had a son and I was a big time, you know, player. Well, let's equate it to this. Here at WKAR, if my son ended up becoming a broadcaster and took over the realms here at WKAR years down the line, man, that may bring a tear to my eye. How about that? So congratulations to Ryan Krill and Cam Gibson. And folks, Tigers fans, you got a lot to be excited about. Justin Verlander returning in the Detroit Tigers rotation this Saturday after two rehab starts at AAA Toledo. The right-hander is lined up to make his regular season debut against the Cleveland Indians. Brad Ausmus let that cat out of the bag before last night's game against the Cubbies. But right now, the Detroit Tigers, of course, the Tigers right now, again, it's a baseball season. I always say, again, a baseball season is a marathon. It was not a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, I should say. Now, looking at it, they are on a 3-game win streak after going through a really bad stretch of actually losing 8 straight games. They got that ball rolling on Saturday against the Chicago White Sox. They took 2 games of a 3-game series set weekend series set last weekend, and they've started off pretty hot here against the Cubs. Only a two-game series against them. They play again tonight at 7:08 p.m., but it's going to be good to see Justin Verlander back on the mound. I think we have to temper our expectations when it comes to JV because, again, he is yet to pitch a full game for the Tigers and to make a start in a full game for the Tigers this season. So definitely going to be looking forward to that. But, folks, we are unfortunately out of time. I want to give a special shout-out again to James Moore of the Swap Campaign, Speaking with a Purpose. Thanks a lot, James, for joining me on today's show. And also a special thanks to you for tuning in to today's Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. As always, take care, have one fantastic hump day, and be easy, people.